Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, as we conclude our study on how to answer the question, when is the end of the world, we've learned that in God's plan for the future, the next event is the rapture. The rapture has not happened yet, but it can happen at any moment. There's not one prophecy that must be fulfilled before the rapture. Then there will be a 7-year period of time when the Lord will bring the earth and earth dwellers under subjection. That's before He returns to the earth, to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Jesus will set up His 1,000-year kingdom where He will rule and reign from a temple in Jerusalem. After the millennial kingdom, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, that Jesus, the judge, will be seated on the great white throne to act as the judge for all lost people of all time. Revelation 20 and verse 11 also states that the heavens and the earth will have fled away from Jesus Christ. By the way, that marks the end of the world, and that's at least 1,007 years from now. Remember, the rapture is next, and then 1,007 years to the end of the world. The question should not be, when is the end of the world? But instead the question should be, how close are we to the rapture? For this concluding part of our study, I want to share 3 events that will happen right after the rapture. Thus we can see how close we could be to the rapture. Please take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter 6.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
This is how the end times are going to unfold. May I show you 3 quick things? Let me take just a few more moments. Go here to chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. Chapter 6. In the book of Revelation, and I have a complete study, and if you're going to study Revelation, you need to study it chronologically. Don't do a study of Revelation numerically. That means chapters 1 to 22, chapter by chapter by chapter. Do it chronologically because Revelation unfolds chronologically, and you must grasp how it unfolds chronologically to really understand it, or it's going to be very confusing, as everybody says. There are, in this 7-year period of time, 3 sets of 7 judgments. In the first half, there's going to be 7 seal judgments. In the last half, there will be 7 trumpet judgments and 7 vial judgments. This is chapter 6. This is chapters 8, 9, and 11, and this is chapter 16. You see how chronologically they unfold, but not numerically. The first of the judgments is going to be a man on a white horse. Chapter 6 and verse 1. Jesus Christ releases this seal. It's the first of the judgments. He said, "And I saw the Lamb open," that's Jesus Christ, "one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the 4 beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw and behold a white horse, and he had sat upon him, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." My friend, that is depicting the Antichrist. Yes, I know Christ comes on a white horse at the end of the 7-year period of time. This is at the beginning of the 7-year period of time. This is a man on a white horse, crown on his head, bow in his hand, doesn't have any arrows because he's a man of peace at the beginning. In fact, the Bible says in Daniel 9:27, he confirms a peace treaty between Israel and her neighbors. Hello, what is every world leader talking about? Peace in the Middle East. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, just reelected to his 2nd 5-year term, failed to meet his goal in his first 5-year term, which was to bring resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. 2 Sundays ago, I was in Washington, D.C. The Monday before that, the quartet got together, and they tried to put that peace treaty situation back on track. They failed. There's already 3 peace treaties on the table waiting to be confirmed. Everybody's talking about peace, and there's going to be one man who will come and accomplish it. I believe that man is alive and well on planet Earth, In the past, I have said, and I still agree with what I said, that I believe the possibility for that man of peace to be a man who was a former prime minister of Israel, of Great Britain, Tony Blair, to come to power, because he has a organization that is trying to bring resolution to world conflict through religion, because he's the peace envoy. That meeting of the quartet, Washington, D.C., headed up by Tony Blair. I can't prove he is. But let me tell you this. Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 said this. You want to know the first sign for me coming back? The second coming, not the rapture. The second coming. The first sign, verse 4 of chapter 24 of Matthew, deception. Verse 5, deception. Verse 11, deception. Verse 24, deception. Deception! The Bible says in Matthew 24:24, deception will be communicated through signs, wonders, and miracles. Revelation chapter 13 says the Antichrist will perform signs, wonders, and miracles. The false prophet, another member of the satanic trinity, will cause the world to worship the beast through signs, wonders, and miracles. I think the greatest evidence that the Antichrist is about to appear is happening in our so-called churches. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Don't you believe that Jesus can perform a miracle? I believe Jesus can do whatever he wants to. I don't tell Jesus what he does. I tell you what he says. He says, this will be the scene for the Antichrist. Look at the second one. Look right here, verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him to set thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. Take peace from the earth? What do you have? War! I was speaking down in Columbus, Georgia, and I said that there were 53 world conflicts, wars going on. I was corrected by a colonel who had just graduated from the War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He said there are 157 wars going on. War is rampant in our world. Jesus said, you'll see, Matthew 24, verse 6, you'll see rumors of wars and nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. A war that's going to unfold. Oh, there's the Battle of Armageddon. I'm not talking about that one. That's at the end. This is early on. This is the second seal judgment. This is Ezekiel 38, Daniel chapter 11, Psalm 83. By the way, you know what Daniel 11 says? It lists the first three nations to make a move against Israel. You want to know who they are? Syria, Egypt, Libya. This last year, have we heard anything about Egypt? Hosni Mubarak, 32 years, the leader, no war in the Middle East. He's deposed. A radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood element coming to power who said, we're ready. They sent out a Facebook alert. We're ready to attack the Zionist state. That's Egypt. President Bashar Assad in Syria has killed over 1,000 of his people already, trying to put down the opposition. The opposition, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, wanting to take over Syria. Syria's in the north. Egypt is in the south, surrounding Israel. And then it says in Daniel 11, the third nation to move against Israel, Libya. Colonel Gaddafi, do you see on the horizon the three nations Bible prophecy says will make the move right after the rapture? To destroy Israel, Syria, Egypt, Libya, and they're ready. Chapter 11, verse 1, and I close. Chapter 11, look at verse 1. And there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel said, rise and measure the temple of God. The word is telling us, look up here just a moment, please. The word is telling us at the midway point of the tribulation, there must be a temple in Jerusalem. Why? Because the Antichrist controls a false religion in Rome, Italy, Revelation 17, in the first half of the tribulation period. At the end of that time, he has world leaders destroy that false church. Where does he go? To Jerusalem. What's there? A temple. What does he do? 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He walks into the temple, sits down, and claims to be God. That's the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel. Jesus said, when you see that abomination, Matthew 24:15, flee, get out of town. It's going to begin to be rough. The great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble will unfold. But there has to be a temple there. There is no temple there, but I've reported year after year after year that all the preparation, 28,000 men are studying the priestly duties. Every single implement has made. The mizrak, the item that you use to put the blood of the sacrificed animals in, they have 4,000 made out of pure gold and pure silver. The menorah, the seven-branch candelabra, is there. But let me tell you this. This last year, I walked in on the man who started all the preparations for the third temple. I asked him two questions. What about the Sanhedrin, the 70 wise Jewish scholars? I hear they've been reformed. Is that true? He said, is it true? I am the president of the Sanhedrin. I said, I heard the priestly garments have been made. Is that true, Rabbi Kahana? He said, is it true? Jimmy, my garments are hanging in my closet, ready for me to put on and report to the Temple Mount. Everything I've just said, documented on this video. Ashes of the Red Heifer, everything. Do you understand? We're here. The end of the world is not next. It's 1,007 years from now. What's next is the rapture. When he shouts, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, and boom, we leave here. And right after that, Antichrist appears. The nations, Egypt, Syria, Libya, attack. And they put the temple up. That's where we are. End of the world, long ways off. What you better be looking for is the rapture. And make certain you're ready, because it could happen at any moment. And having said that, how then ought we to live? Father, thank you for this awesome book. A book that is articulate. It's authoritative. It's accurate in all that it says about the end times. And we need to have this grid. Jimmy, we've heard that before. Hey, wait a minute. Is it in our mind? Do we really believe this is going to happen? Are we living in light of that? Help us as we study to realize the times in which we're living, the urgency to get missionaries out, the urgency to understand the word better and live in light of the knowledge we have for these days that we're living in now. Use our time together to prepare us to go from here dedicated to look for you to come and live in light of that coming. My precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
We do need to look and live. Look for Jesus Christ to shout to have us join him in heaven. That's what happens at the rapture. And the rapture could happen at any moment. We need to live in light of our understanding of that great truth. Live expecting Jesus to call us to him at any moment. Remember, right after the rapture, the Antichrist appears. Middle East nations align themselves to try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, and the Jews will build a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Each of these events are about to happen. Therefore, the rapture could be close. Don't worry about the end of the world, but make sure that you're ready for the rapture. And do that by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Next week on the broadcast, we begin a brand new study answering the question, is hell real and is it forever? You don't want to miss this important study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...